The dry bean scene, brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, SRS Commodities, and Heads Up Plant Protectants. NDSU Extension Agronomy Research Specialist Justin Jacobs talks about the NDSU dry bean variety trials.
We had a total of 5 locations planted this year. We had Williston Irrigated, Langdon, Headinger, Carrington, and then Oaks Irrigated. Unfortunately, the Williston Irrigated was wiped out by hail on August 1st. The Headinger trial is actually looking the best it ever has due to all the rain that they've had down in Headinger. And then in Langdon, things are looking good despite very little rainfall at the beginning of the season. But the trials are looking uniform, and they're starting to get ready towards the end of their life cycle.
Central Lakes College Ag and Energy Center Research Analyst Noah Belter gives us an update on Minnesota's trials.
So this year has kind of been a challenge with our drought-like conditions early on in the year. We had some rain, which was really nice. And so the beans started off looking really good for our variety trials. And then for some reason, they didn't respond super well to the herbicide. There was kind of a dieback a little bit. But they're starting to recover, and they're looking a little bit better. Still behind, but they're catching up. And then we had some drought-like conditions that weren't ideal, but thankfully we have irrigation here. So we were able to get through the season. We're looking better now, and with the irrigation there, they've made it through, and we're looking forward to being able to harvest pretty soon here. Mid-September is when we'll hopefully start. With the variety trials, it kind of depends because we have different varieties maturing at different times.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Herbicide from BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and North Harvest Bean Growers Association.